Welcome to the Meditation Podcast. You can find all our episodes on meditationpodcast.org. We're also on BitChute and YouTube. I'm also a podcasting coach because I've got four other podcasts. There's the Awakening Podcast, Exposing Fraud and Corruption, the Speaking Podcast to help you speak in public, Learn Polish Podcast, does exactly what it says on the tin, and the Crypto Podcast, talking about crypto technology, blockchains, NFTs, and everything like that. And be sure to give us a thumbs up, 5-star rating, because I know that at the end of the show, you probably forget, or you might be gone. So I'm delighted today. I've got a relationship coach, spiritual guide, mentor, and teacher. Narayanota, did I pronounce the first name correctly?
You got it right, Roy. Naranjan, that's right. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. So you might let the listeners know. I mean, obviously, I mentioned a little bit, but I'm sorry, a podcaster as well, which I always love to. And shame on me, I missed that one on my research. So, but you're also a podcaster.
I am, yes. So the name of my podcast, a little bit of a shameless plug right at the beginning, is called Master of Your Craft. So I'm on everywhere you can find podcasts. But my name is Naranjan. I'm a spiritual mentor, teacher, and guide. And I support individuals to enhance the relationship with themselves and with those people around them, to really dig deep and resolve the aspects of overwhelm and exhaustion that we're all feeling because of what life should look like. Through the process and journey that I guide individuals on is to drop the emotional baggage that we all carry, the shame, the guilt, the abandonment, the hurt that we all carry through life experiences, and heal them from the core issue, from a karmic issue, and be able to heal intergenerational trauma that we all get faced with. Because I'm a believer that it's our responsibility as human beings having a life on this planet to heal ancestral trauma that we all have access to for our future generations, but also our future selves.
Excellent, excellent. I suppose you might tell me kind of your journey to getting into this, how it all began.
How it all began was from a place of curiosity. As a very young child and young adult and adolescent, going through life, I'd always have this curiosity of what is on the other side. My father passed away when I was 8. So that created a whole bunch of additional dialogue as to where did he go, where's his spirit, all those kind of really big questions. And that I feel truly stuck with me for my entire life. As we go through life, I'm not immune to it. We all have challenges, we have experiences that show up, and I chose to resolve them from a spiritual perspective, using the spiritual lens in addition to support the resolution for it. So looking at what it looks like by connecting with, call it God, universal energy, source light, whatever you want to call this higher power, and building that relationship is how I kind of got into it. And it just evolved from there.
Okay. And like, have you touched on different kind of types of meditation and breathwork during your journey for this?
I have. I've touched on some of it a little bit. I still engage with some of it and try different techniques and methods. But for me, ultimately, it's coming into a place of stillness, a place of quiet, and really moving the focus inside. So into the heart, into the seat of the soul, and connecting with a more delicate but yet powerful essence of who we truly are, embodied as this cluster of energy as a human body.
Excellent. So you mentioned kind of karmic. I mean, like, just from lots of things that I've looked at and everything, I suppose all the different generations, are we kind of taking the baggage along with them? And just for those maybe listening, that's because sometimes people think, oh, this has gone a bit loopy or whatever, because everybody kind of has their own belief system. I remember looking at a program where there was a child born and he was able to say, I was murdered here. And he was a young child, 4 or 5. And they brought him along and they found the body, and he was able to, and it was like, they were saying this person had to have been here before. So when you see
yes.
some, and I've seen a few cases of that. So like, can I remember previous lives or whatever? No. But is the, I suppose, the carnage of wars and everything still in the cells that's passed on through generations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the beautiful magic and opportunities what we have is we have access to that right now. Like Roy, you have access to all the wounds, but also the positive karmic experiences that your soul went through, but also your ancestors had gone through. Because they're ultimately looking for a healing is the word that I'm going to use, is looking for a resolve, is looking for an opportunity to understand, because we are part of Mother Earth. And for that awareness and consciousness to come up into an emotion, into an experience, into an awareness of 5-year-old little boy going, oh yeah, that was me. That is coming up because there's an opportunity to create resolve and heal. Heal our journey, but also heal the consciousness of Mother Earth, because this is where it all came from.
Is there kind of natural techniques to tap into your past? Because I know, like, some people, they're doing ayahuasca, DMT, different things like that, which, you know, I know they get fantastic results as well. They can release traumas, and even through breathwork, I've seen people release yeah. major traumas, and it's like they make a shift and they tend to not go back to a bad place that they've been. But
yes.
some people are perhaps against things like that. Is there natural ways of tapping in to maybe truly understand previous histories that you've had?
Absolutely. I am a believer that through stillness and awareness and observation of being minutely aware of our thoughts, our actions, the words, and the energy that we carry as we walk through life are all signs and signals to those past life experiences. So from the engagement you would have at somebody at a restaurant, to somebody in the grocery line, to an email that you got, and how you react to it is an opportunity for you to tap into that. So I am a believer that through stillness and through observation and an expansion of awareness, we all have access to be able to heal karmic intergenerational karma. I mean, for myself, I've never done ayahuasca. I have no draw. I have no desire. I have no pull to do it. But I've done a lot of healing over the last 20 years.
Excellent. And like, I'm just curious, because this is something that I've been thinking myself. With, because they say the genes are passed on to your child. And say, the younger me was a different person to when I was, say, 40, when I had my last child, who's now 9, and went through a serious kind of, I suppose, just continuous study. It's not that I was never, you know, academic or whatever, but I mean, just personal development that I wanted, and just constantly. And I can see it's like he's been here before and everything. And I'm just wondering, has your level of when you conceive, both for both parents, or is it with, I suppose, quantum physics, is it just there anyway, that it reaches your child based? I know it's a kind of strange question.
So what I'm hearing from you is when your child comes in with an awareness and it perhaps triggers other behaviors in the parents, is that all on purpose? Am I understanding that correctly?
No, like for me, it seems like he's been here before. He's just totally, like my 8-year-old, he just turned 9. So I'll say I kind of gearing it at 8, which unfortunately, you know, you were at a very sure. kind of age when you lost your 4. I mean, that is a tough age. I mean, that's an age when you're very close to your. So when you mentioned that, I know I can understand the pain. But it's like he has taken on board my knowledge over the 40 odd years. I mean, I'm 50 now, but I mean that I can see that is, I mean, like other children haven't got that, and I'm just wondering, so did genes pass through with knowledge and stuff like that, or?
So from what I understand, my perspective of this is when a child chooses to come in and parents or couples choose to bring a soul onto this planet in human form, there are contracts and there are energetic deals made, if you will, of what the child wants to experience, but also choosing the specific parents who are ready to support that child on that journey, and vice versa. So while you might feel that he's come in embodying all the wisdom that you have learned over the 40 years or something, yet you don't know if he's here to, he only arrived because you reached that level of awareness. Because now you're ready to excel even further in the evolution of your consciousness. And he's here to support you to do that. But in terms of intergenerational knowledge and wisdom that's passed over, I am a believer that that's accessible, and I am a believer that that is available. Just as trauma is available, the positive aspects of karma is accessible to us all. So he could be embellishing, not embellishing, but enhancing that. And he could essentially be an older soul who's already had lots of lifetimes on this planet, and he's here to expand and support others on a very consciousness level. That's the sense and the feeling that I'm getting about him.
Okay. And with, like, because sometimes people would say, oh, somebody's been here X amount of times and things like that. How are they actually reading into that? Like, how does a person understand, say, me, I've been here, say, 28 times or something like that? I'm just curious that what is it that makes a person determine what they believe is X amount of times that a person has been already on the planet.
So for me, I can't speak for others, but for me, to be able to say that for your son has high, more than likely been here a many a times and is somewhat of an old soul with a lot of history and a lot of healing and understand is based on his expansion of knowledge at such a young age and the experiences that he has had to exhibit such a large array of consciousness and concepts and principles. Because all these wounded or experiences we've all had from other lifetimes that are exhibited. So for me, it's a sense of knowing. It's a sense of just knowing that it's right. So there's no real checks and balances of check, this is right and this is right and this is right. Like there's not a list that's created. It's intuitively tapping into your own awareness and going, does this feel right? But it's also tapping into all the clairs. So the clairaudience, the clairvisual, all those extra psychic, if you want, abilities that give me the edge to do what I do from a place of just knowing, if that
Okay.
makes sense.
Yes. And with, because a lot of the times there's people through different religions as well. It's kind of like they throw out the karma thing. You know, you've did bad, bad comes back, even whether it's in this lifetime or whatever. What's your kind of thoughts on that one?
Well, there is karma. I mean, we're here to live through experiences, and we can develop, even in this lifetime, positive and negative karma. It's somewhat inevitable. But the bigger opportunity is for us to heal from the past. But karma is often associated with a negative experience. I want to highlight the opposite of that, karma is also good experiences that we've installed in past lives, and we have access to all of that. So we can leverage that too to get us through some of the heavier times.
And how can people kind of tap it? Because I suppose we're kind of living in crazy times, especially the last 3 years. And what's the best way of tapping into the positivity? Because a lot of people, they're kind of, I suppose, with their thought process and just what's being bombarded to them, whether it's the news and the radio and stuff like that, it unfortunately doesn't tend to be something that is uplifting. Yet, if you switch off them and look around, you'll see that 99% of people are actually amazing and they're there to lift people up and they're constantly helping people, but you don't see that on the news. But what's the best way for people to kind of tap into their inner positivity to instead of, yeah, the opposite?
Tune into yourself. So tune into your heart, tune into your breath. Just as we are sitting, as we are talking right now, and just quieten the outside noise, because there's a whole bunch of it, especially based on technology, there's a lot of noise out there. Tap out of that and go into this place of just quiet, even if it's going for a walk without your earbuds, without your phone. And just come to a place of your own self, pulling back your energy, pulling back into yourself, into your heart, into your breath, and just coming into a place of your own thoughts and not allowing all the other thoughts that are pushed on us intrude and cause the action of our day. Because when we're in our own energy field, we're in control of what we choose to think. When we are constantly connected to external devices, other people's thoughts, opinions, and judgments, that energy is being pushed into our field. And then our energy, as Naranjan, as you, as in Roy, that field gets crushed even further. It gets overridden by the bombardment of what we're feeling energetically in the outside world. So to create the balance of, okay, this is my energy field here, and I'm not allowing anything else in, will give you space and awareness to tap into yourself.
Excellent. And like with regarding kind of relationships then, because I know you touch a lot on that. And I suppose what I've witnessed in my life experience is two kind of types. One is people repeating the same thing, going through the same kind of picking the same people. And the other is the people that get hurt. They put up the barrier and then they stop letting people getting in. And I suppose a lot of people have experienced that. So you might just kind of touch on relationships that might help the listeners.
Absolutely. What we know for sure is when we don't understand a situation for what it truly is, the lesson of it will continue to be on repeat. So, be it a relationship with a partner, a spouse, a colleague, a parent, if that pattern of behavior will continue to repeat, step back and look at what is the true core lesson that needs to be learned from that. Because if we don't learn it, it will continue to be on repeat until we do. That's part of our soul's journey and experience in this life. And it's kind of leading a little bit up to the karmic perspective that we talked about earlier. Sometimes our karmic self needs a healing for us to understand so our soul can evolve and it'll show up in experiences. And until we get it, and the messages get really loud often in order for people to stop and go, Oh my goodness, I really need to listen to this because now it's off the rocker. I gotta look at what this is. Often that's when people stop and go, why is this happening? But to observe.
Okay. Another thing that I've noticed is if they're, say, one parent was alcoholic, that you find that previous generations there was a drink problem. And with the children, what I've noticed, because the area I grew up in, I saw a lot of that the children were actually either teetotalers or became alcoholics themselves, which and the cycle kind of continues. And I suppose there is people that they've realized they're in that, they're going through that, they've noticed it themselves, and it's kind of tried to breaking the cycle. Have you any kind of advice on that situation?
It's really through awareness because even from it's ingrained in us, even as children, just to go out and do certain things, to live a life that's been dictated based on society norms and environments that are acceptable. So a lot of us run through life on autopilot. We're just going to do this, we're going to get the kids out, we're going to go to work, we're going to come home, and we're going to have this routine, and before we know it, half our life is already over, and we're not truly present. We're living in a world of default, and that default creates us, our soul self, our essence of who we are, gets so thin in our beingness that the external energy takes over who we are. So, coming back to answering your question, it's by creating space. So when we create a little bit of space of drinking your coffee in the morning in stillness, in just quietness, because we've all had these moments, be it before the birds get up, or be it when everybody's already gone to bed, there's just this hum of stillness. The more we can be in that space, the more we can observe our behavior, our thoughts, and our actions of what we do in the world. And when we have more awareness, then we can see those patterns, be it that I'm maybe drinking a little too much, or that there is an addiction to this vice. You can observe that behavior, bring more awareness, then we can do something about it. Because if there's no awareness, you can't resolve anything.
Excellent. And with say energetic gifts then that like I know you kind of like intuition is one and some people kind of with the hands they're able to I just with yourself what's kind of your different things like when you're talking to people are you kind of tapping into connecting with them and what's your kind of the different things that you're touching on?
So, for me, it's all about energy and frequency. For the average person out in the world, whether I'm doing grocery shopping or running errands and things like that, I'm not tapping in. I tap into other people's energy field when I have a committed consent to be able to do that, who are often my clients. So, the clients, when I work with them, I work with them on an energetic level by connecting with them on their soul. So it's expanding my awareness and consciousness and moving it out into a field that allows me to tap into them on a soul level. And that's where the energetic conversation and healing really happens. So it's tapping into their soul, which gives intuitively me deeper senses and awarenesses of what is it they are seeking and how to resolve it. So There isn't any hands-on per se technique that I use, but rather going into a place of stillness and moving my awareness out into a bigger realm of consciousness. Just as I do energetic healings on a collective level. So I'd actually do that with a couple of other people, but I also do it with myself alone. Projecting out a specific type of intention and energy for healing across the planet. And that is done energetically, of expanding my energetic field and consciousness to be able to transform the energies that are hurting particular souls who are ready to receive that healing, because not everybody's ready to do that.
Absolutely. And just curious, because sometimes, you go into a certain building or a house or something, and you just pick up an inner, you just get a bad vibe, you get a feeling. Is it just something that with the different frequencies that we can see, we don't see something that's just there? Or what's your thoughts on something like that? Why are we getting these feelings that we know something's not right? And it usually happens that there's a few people get the same sensation. We can't kind of put our finger on it and go, that's because of this, but our body knows that there's something in that location.
That's right. Because we have more than one sense, right? They're energetically, we have all these senses that we are gifted to tune into. My version of that is if it activates and triggers an emotion within us of, oh my gosh, this isn't right. Something's wrong here. It's triggering an emotion, it's evoking something. I would ask you to turn inward to say, okay, what does that mean for me? Because what we know for sure is the entire world around us, even in the current state and what we've been in over the last couple of years and some, it's a reflection and an opportunity for us to see what is the experience my soul wants to heal from this opportunity. It's about us. It's not about the other person. It's not about what the world is doing, or what that leader's doing, and what this leader's doing, and what Joe down the street has just done. It's not about them, it's how we react to it. But what does that mean for my experience as a human being and as karmic lessons and healings that I have the opportunity to now create awareness, expose, and heal? It's all about you.
Excellent. And I noticed it on your website or somewhere that I saw that you touch on kind of bipolar disorder as well, because when if you've experienced that with somebody, it's very difficult, because I've even heard of children and the parent had suffered from bipolar. So whether the person is maybe perhaps realize they're suffering themselves, or you're dealing with somebody, you might just kind of perhaps touch a little bit on that, because I think majority of people know somebody that they think, or they've been diagnosed with bipolar.
Right. So I have a, perhaps a very different perspective on it. And by no means I'm saying mine is the right perspective. Everybody individual needs to resolve their own version of what they feel it is and tap into what they feel is right. My version of that is other personalities and other aspects of character that may display themselves in multiple forms are referencing other past life experiences. Other experiences and other parts of ourselves that have witnessed trauma from other lifetimes. And that gets revealed and evoked in certain experiences, engagements, and interactions with individuals. So I see that as other aspects of ourselves just being revealed. It's an opportunity to heal what's actually at the true cause of that.
Okay, that makes it make sense because even with kind of, I don't know if you heard of MK Ultra and everything, but they were like kind of, it's split personality based on kind of the body kind of just switching off as it, if it never happened. And it actually makes sense what you've said because not previous, I mean, the majority of people at some stage have experienced something, that could cause that. And have you actually, through kind of clients that you've had, have you experienced success through actually helping that by kind of taking the layers off that can, yeah? Because I mean, unfortunately, like with my other podcast, I mean, I'm exposing a lot about kind of the pharma industry and all the toxins and medication, and that's kind of their thing, give a pill for everything, which in turn leads to a lot more problems. So I'm totally, I prefer, solutions that have nothing to do with a pill in the mouth.
Right, absolutely. But in the same token, I do want to honor where there is a chemical imbalance that needs to be taken care of. Whether it be a pharmaceutical drug that needs to do that, or whether it be a herb or a natural organic solution, that's up to you to tune in to see what is right for you. I just want to touch on the MK Ultra. From my understanding, the MK Ultra was done very specifically with not a benevolent intent, with an intention to control and manipulate. So it's tapping into your consciousness and splitting it off, tapping you away from yourself and your consciousness. From my understanding, that's what that was, by manipulating waveforms of energy. The bipolar and the other aspects of ourselves that we had just talked about is other parts of our soul that's coming online in different forms and experiences. So I could be having an experience and conversation with Joe, and I'm interacting with Joe differently because I have a karmic contract with him from another lifetime as a different learning lesson. But I can also have a conversation with Andrea, and that dialogue is going to be different based on the karmic contract that I have had with that person. But it could exhibit different types of personalities and character. That's how I'm seeing the bipolar disorder. I think the MK Ultra is them tapping into your awareness and consciousness to do something that's not for your highest and greatest good.
Excellent, excellent. And just kind of finally, because I mean we were talking prior to recording about the sunshine coming in. I love going outside in the garden, grounding myself and kind of reading in the sun. But I suppose maybe different things that you've realized that kind of uplift people that they can be kind of practicing to get them more to their inner self, let's say.
Yes. To limit your time to devices, peoples, and things that are coming into your energy field, and spending more time with yourself, be it going out in nature, be it sitting in a coffee shop by yourself and just introspecting your day. Having that time alone to with yourself and build that relationship with your beautiful self. So be mindful of where you're giving your energy away, and be mindful of who is supporting you to uplift your energy, to give you a smile, to give you a laugh. Because what we know for sure is when we laugh and when we're in that joyful state, that's when we vibrate the highest. And when we vibrate in that place of love and laughter and joy, that's when we tap into all these beautiful gifts that we have accessible to us.
Beautiful, beautiful. Listen, thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. You might let people know where they can get in contact with you.
Absolutely. They are welcome to reach me at brightshininglight.com, where they can book a consult to see if I'm the right fit to work with them, to support them on their journey and evolution. I'm also on LinkedIn as Naranja Noor. I definitely encourage you to see me there, as well as Instagram and Facebook at Naranja Noor, or as brightshininglight.com. Thank you.
I love the
Appreciate
name
it.
of the website. And you might just remind them what the podcast is called as well.
Absolutely. The podcast is called Master of Your Crafts.
Perfect. Okay. So I'll make sure I'll put all the links both on the audio and the video. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
So that's all for the Meditation Podcast. Find all our episodes on meditationpodcast.org, on BitChute and YouTube. And as mentioned about my coaching, you can find it on bio.link/podcaster. Be sure to give us a thumbs up, 5-star rating and a review. And also make sure you give her a 5-star rating and a review as well, because it really helps. Until next week, take care.